Yo, this Papa Roo, and I'm chilling right here on Big Stu Radio with the homie Big Stu. Don't touch that dial, because I'm solid over here. We ain't no real niggas no more. We solid over here. Big Stu, let them know what time it is. Yeah, yeah.
I got shot 100 niggas, nigga.
For real?
No, you niggas no lying, real, nigga.
Social media and shit.
About
man.
That shit, you know what, nigga? That shit don't
see, like,
know.
Fake the new real, real nowadays.
Lost too many niggas to this shit, nigga.
Fake the new real. That's what social media says.
I don't wanna be no real nigga.
I don't wanna be no real nigga no more.
Cause real niggas ain't real niggas.
Don't call me no real nigga.
I'm out here for real
niggas.
I don't wanna be no real nigga.
I'm a solid nigga from now on, dawg. Call me solid.
Some niggas ain't real niggas.
I'm tired of this shit. Gotta say something, man.
Gotta cut the grass just to spot the snakes.
Long,
if everybody
long.
Real, who the fuck is fake?
Fuck is fake?
If everybody real, everybody silent.
Yeah, yeah,
if everybody
yeah,
getting
yeah,
it, everybody got it.
It.
If everybody looking, everybody watching.
Watch
can't tell nigga what's in my fucking pocket.
Nah.
Cause I'm the underdog, everybody know. If I green light it, everybody go. Came from the hood, everybody blowin'. Think that ain't your bitches, everybody hold. Everything cool, everything calm. When the 12 hit the block, everybody blow. I seen enough shit to make my body numb. I can't tell you shit, everybody dumb.
Yo, 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 yo.
I don't wanna be no real nigga.
Nah, why?
Cause real niggas ain't real niggas.
Nah.
The streets ain't the same no more. Ain't no loyalty up in this game no more. Now everybody's snitching, everybody telling. They don't wanna take their charge. Nah. Don't wanna take their charge. Nah. That's why I don't wanna be no real nigga.
Streets ain't the same, niggas ain't either. Intentions ain't right, so mine ain't either. Elevator tricks, try and come up quick. Kush just showed up in my partner pit. The feds just showed up in my partner dope. Do your time or you gon' worry about who hear your hope. Lord to a game that ain't Lord to you. Do my dirt by myself, motherfucker. Niggas in my business gossip like bitch.
Tell them this, nigga.
Crib to Sugar Land, well, that's a tick.
For real.
Couple family members on that straight shooter. And you ain't shit to your family unless they can use. I'm dealing with some problems, got a couple issues. I lost my nigga, babe, I swear to God I miss you. They found him on the floor, but where the money go? Heard his bitch got it, I hope you hunt that hoe. For real.
The streets ain't the same no more. Ain't no loyalty up in this game no more. Now everybody's snitching, everybody's telling. They don't wanna take their charge, nah. Don't wanna take their charge, no. That's why I don't wanna be no real nigga.
Small time nigga in a small town. When I'm gonna come up, they won't drag.
Now when the MCs came to live out the name, and to get you perform some hay, some cocaine, to act the same, to perform, be rocked it all. Now all of the mental planes spark the brain, with the building to be born.
When the MCs came to live out their name, inscribed in the halls and the walls of fame, balancing life, wrote both the yin and yang. Hands buried a man and they raised his son to reign. That's a play on words, they say herb ain't all the same. Slaves in prison and they some unchained. While everybody in my gang is star DJ Prame, screaming through the sunroof, money still ain't a thing. While I'm spinning small bank, asking where's my change. Carpool with the homies, saving gas in my tank. I think like a billionaire, I spend less than I make. Strong minded, I should bench way more than my weight. Women been leading the way since Roxanne, Shantae, and the unit have Flav and Jay have Marcy neighbors that wave. Looking confused, I'm like, cool, maybe it's age. When I see Afro puffs, I think maybe it's rage. Maybe it's stage, they tripping and they say they got beef. Ain't an MC on this earth that make me feel afraid. Wu-Tang for the children, that's a scripture and phrase. See my goals from a bird's view like Trey, underage.
Yeah. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu. That's Rhapsody featuring the Wu-Tang Clan. We in the building. You know how we do it. Live in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out our film, The Uncelebrated Pioneer, The History of Harlem Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? We got that on Amazon Prime. Make sure you follow us on Beef Stew Radio, the number 11 capital letters on Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Beef Stew 110. Also follow us on Facebook.com/DJ Big Stu. Check out all the mixtapes and all that. All right, we in the building, man. Live from Harlem. We only keep up with the freshest and the hottest artists and the hottest music in the game. Live in the building, Quez Boy in the building. What's good, fam? You in the building? We got
What's going on, Big Stu? You already know I'm here. Hey. What's going on? You rocking?
Man, welcome to the show, man. We glad to have you, man. You've definitely been keeping up with your joints, man. You're definitely doing your thing, man. We appreciate you stopping by, man. We want to make sure we pronounce your name right because me and my man was in here arguing over it. So we want you to say it real quick so I can win the bet.
Quez Boy.
See? Quez Boy. My man was like, Quez Boy. I was like, nah, it's Quez Boy. You just want me a dub sack or some kush, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Man, let the people know where you're calling from, fam.
Shoot, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia right now, but hometown South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, stand up. Georgia, stand up. Everybody just out here making moves. Shout out to New York. Shout out to Harlem, man. Shout out to everybody grinding and just doing what they do, man, trying to make that next dollar, trying to make that next move. Boss up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. South Carolina, Charleston. You know, I got roots, man. I'm from Harlem, but my family from out there. They from like Bruford and Yamasee, and I be going. I got family in Charleston, so that's my roots, man. Big shout out to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We probably done passed by each other or something one day. Didn't even know it. I'm always going out there, man. But tell me this, man. Who's some of the cats, man, that you know, that influenced you to be in the game, man, that made you want to do what you do?
Really, I can't, you know, everybody say the typical, you know, listen to Pop, Biggie, you know, it started off there. Then I got into the T.I.'s and Boosie, but I can't really say nobody really influenced me. One day I just started writing at a young age. So I said I've been writing music. I got a passion for writing music around like 12, 13 years old. And since then, I kept playing with it. Then as the music changed and everything, I just kept falling in love with it, man. So it's something I just happened to start up on my own.
Now, with the South Carolina, you know, roots and Atlanta roots, you know what I'm saying? You know, those roots got a lot of Geechee in it. You know what I mean? Do that reflect into your music? You know, do you ever dig in the roots, or it doesn't fuck with you?
The thing about me, for the most part, I'm a writer. So me, sometimes when I write, you may hear the accent from time to time, but you will hear it more when I'm talking, rather than whenever I'm doing my music, because it's more thought out and everything and me pronouncing everything. But, you know, speaking to my partners and everything, they all told me, man, you got to, you know, let them hear that accent. That's what the people want to hear. They really want to hear you. They want to feel you, you know. But me taking my time and writing out the music, sometimes I pronounce things better than I would if I was just talking to you in person or we meet each other in the streets or however.
No doubt. Now, and when I ask you that, I really mean more than just the accent, like, you know, the whole culture. Like, you know, I understand the culture and all that, the roots and all that. You know, like, I ask a lot of cats that come from certain places that, you know, some cats, yeah, that reflected my music, or that reflected how, you know, some of the sound. Because, you know, even music goes back into the times and the way beats and all that form. When I was really meaning towards that, like when I said reflect into you, not really more or less like the accent.
So you're just talking about in general, like do they hear
the, yeah,
like,
just in general, the culture, like, you know, just growing up South, like, you know, in South Carolina, like what you feel like you bring it different to the game?
I definitely just feel, you know, I feel like I'm just bringing hip-hop to the table. You know, my roots, South Carolina, I can say, you know, we came from the Geechee Gullah culture. It's real sub. We got a lot of island-like vibes. You know, we eat a lot of rice. We have people that play with the sweet grass, and, you know, they know how to make roses and all type of things out of different type of just natural products and things like that. So we just have a whole bunch of culture there. And if you think about it, there's a lot of slave history in South Carolina. So for the most part, I try to think about the good part of background of us being black individuals coming up, trying to make it. So that's my main focus, and that's the main thing I preach, man. I don't really base it in just South Carolina. When I make music, I think outside of the box. I just write, and I make music, and I create, because at the end of the day, I like music, you know? But just,
and, you know,
yeah,
the roots go back into grinding, you know? The roots go back into some hard grinders, you know? A lot of families, like you just said, like the slave roots, but then when the slavery was free, a lot of families migrated to different parts of the state, like my family did to Harlem, and it's a lot of hustlers. That's why I really said that to you, you know, like the grind. When you come from that type of roots, no matter whether you into music, you into whatever you do, you be grinding. And when I look up you, I see that you had your grind, and, you know what I'm saying, you've been grinding for a while and really putting your grind in. You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why I asked you that, too, because the grind is part of the culture. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that grind for real, man. That's all you know from since you can talk, before you can talk. That's all you see around you. You get what I'm saying? Everybody just grinding, whether it's through working 9 to 5, whether it's through a self-hustle, candy lady, from a candy lady type of person, to someone cutting hair in the house. You know what I'm saying? Someone's cutting hair in the house. People selling plates. Some people sell soul food. Some people sell Gullah plates, you know, more seafood and things like that. So everybody got a hustle. Then you got the street. You got the street dudes, you know, who do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I forgot you so I can talk how I talk. I was trying to avoid saying nigga. But you got everybody who do their own thing. But it, just like you said, everybody hustling. Like, everybody who want it, they going to go get it. They're not just going to sit there and wait for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know that because that when you just fucked me up when you said the candy lady, that's my aunt. You know, she got the candy and the bootleg in the house, and shit, her house turned to a grocery store in the daytime. That's why I know she get, you know, she get money. So yeah, so that's how it go. Now I'm a go like way back on you, man. It was a joint you did called Bring It Back. What was the inspiration about behind that joint?
Oh, that Bring It Back, man. I just was thinking about a time I was out hanging out at the club, probably a script club or something like that. Probably, shoot, I don't know, man. Thoughts just came to me of a fine girl. Just, you know what I'm saying? She want the money, so I'm like, work. You want the money? Work hard for it. If you want that, you got to prove why you're worth it. Made it a cool song and said, you know what? Bring it back. Twerk with it.
Right.
You know, if you want all this, you want this, you want that, twerk for it. Do it for me like that. You get what I'm saying? To commercialize the song. Because I really could have took it like, you want all this, you want all that. Show me a real woman. You get what I'm saying? But I commercialized it so I can make it fun for everybody and made it like a little twerk song.
All right. So we're going to get into that joint right now. We're going to go back into time. All right, so this joint right now, we got him in the building, Quez Boy in the building. We're going to get into this hot joint. It was kind of hot back then. How many years ago would you say this was, man, when you did this?
Probably like two.
Two? All right.
Yeah,
but I got another
like
joint too that I got another joint that you did a couple of years back too, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get into that joint before we get into some of the new stuff. All right, so let's get into this joint. Bring it back. This is for the script clubs, I say, for all the girls in the club.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let go.
Woo.
Oh.
First of all, you gotta drop that.
Woo. Turn up.
Second of all,
oh.
You gotta pop that.
Yeah, bring it back.
She got a whole lot of ass. House to call the bag. Well, let me tell you what you gotta do for all that. You gotta drop that, pop that, bring it back. 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 Drop that, pop that, bring it back.
Some ways with a fat ass. I was looking for a place to fill my glass. To hear you come, girl, with all that. To hear you come, girl, with all that. I wish that you came in twos. Seductive and know that it's true. Tell your ma I said thank you. Shake it for me, girl, then drop that. To bring it back up and pop that. You know what's next, girl, bring it back. I love your smooth skin, lower body tats. Yes, girl, I'm freaky, I'm telling the truth. Telling you things that I wanna do. Gripping that ass while caressing your boo. Shots to the head, one more and I'm through. You liking my naughtiness, come to the party. Then turn this bitch up, then do this shit all again. Started with one, not too many of them. All of them twerking for Benjamins. Love, mad, mad, can't count to ten. I done fucked up and did it again. Living this life surrounded by sin. Oh my, oh man.
Got a whole lot of
ass.
I got a whole lot of cash. She want the house to call the bag. Well, let me tell you what you gotta do for all that. You gotta drop that, pop that, bring it back. 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 Drop that, pop that, bring it back.
Two leader in the four, yeah, I'm on perp. I love to see you working when I'm on the serve. Shake it like a dog, just go to work. Make a spin it all, girl, go berserk. Make a spin it all, then go berserk. I love when you shaking that ass. Floating and popping it fast. Head to the top of your class. Dance like a dance in the mirror. Beyonce, Sierra. On my Drake shit, trying to take care of her. But like 3-6, I can't save her. Mama said, stay out the strip club. But I fell in love with a stripper touch. Feel grown, but you say it's puppy love. You don't want one, girl, well, I'm not a scrub. It's hard for me to keep my cool. Wanna run through you like tennis shoes. It's too much for me, too much for me. It's hard for me to keep my cool. Wanna run through you like tennis shoes. It's too much for me, too much for me.
She got a whole lot of
ass.
I got a whole lot of
cash.
She want the house to call the bank. Well, let me tell you what you gotta do for all that. You gotta drop that, pop that, bring it back. 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 Drop that, pop that, bring it back.
Yeah, yeah, Quest Boy in the building. Definitely a throwback joint a couple of years ago. Let me ask you, man, like, as an independent artist, man, if you had the power to change something, what would you change?
The way niggas think, man. For real. Because a lot of niggas clowns out here, and that shit's sad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want niggas to know what the definition of real really is. And that shit real. That's all I can say about that conversation. A real nigga, I understand.
Now, I was, you know, going through the bio. You mentioned some stuff in your bio that's real true. Like, when you are a new artist, you coming up, man, you running through not just haters, but you running through a lot of bullshit con artists, man. Like, how did, you know, people that's running scams, especially in this industry, there's, like, so many scam artists that just target new, you know, new artists that's really trying to do their thing, and it seems like some more dedicated artists or hungry to do it. You know, these dudes find the hungriest artists and charge them for shit that they ain't really, you know what I'm saying, real bullshit, you know what I mean, or just jerk them. Is that some of the scams you ran by? And if you did, you know, how did you handle them? Like, you know, just for another artist that's out there looking, trying to be a little bit in the game long as you have.
I definitely ran into those, man. It's crazy that you mentioned that. But, matter of fact, probably like 2000 and, I want to say like 2010 or 11, somewhere around that time frame. I came to Atlanta, you know, I was from South Carolina. I said, you know what, let me take a risk for this music shit. I really want it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to play with this shit and just stay around the neighborhood rapping and passing CDs out around town. I said, you know what, that's a good way to do it, because that's how you earn credibility in your state. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what, the people that I need around here, not around here. So, or if they are, I haven't ran into them and shit. I'm working, so I don't know what the fuck they doing. You know what I'm saying? Do they have a crab mentality, or they just ain't with the music shit? You know what I'm saying? Or is they just with the music shit? You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't running into niggas. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to go to another state, and I'm going to turn up since the music hot around there. So I came to Atlanta and shit. But the first time that shit happened to me, I just came out to Atlanta to visit. And I can't remember how it came about. I don't know if I saw it online, if I went to a little smaller event or something like that, and I connected with some people and they exchanged the phone number. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but I ended up like maybe like $350 or something like that. A midi pack of QP back in the day, if you want to call it that. But shit.
Yeah.
Paid that price, went to the event. They said this person, that person, a whole lot of people going to be there, executives and things like that. Long story short, nobody was really in the building. They say like over 300 packs. Maybe been 40 people in the building, maybe. Nobody mentioned that it was from no executive place or nothing like that. But they did have a showcase, so I could say they at least threw an event. But them niggas didn't, like, that shit wasn't what they said it was going to be.
Sound like a cat that I ran into a while back, maybe a little bit after that, maybe after 2000. But I ran into somebody like that, and they was having something down in ATL, and the same thing, man. You know, and I was managing the artist at the time, and we lost a little bit of money, man. It's sad that it's like that, man. You know, it is sad that it's like that. Now, but you know, we're gonna go back again, man. We got another joint, man, that you did. It's called Put It Down, man. What was inspiration about Put It Down?
I'm scared to tell you, man, because the right person listening, they gonna be like, they gonna say, damn, he crazy for real. But shit.
So you say we should just let them listen to it.
Because that song is like, man, you know, you've been trying to get something for a long time, and they've been playing games with you. And when you finally got it, man, you were like, I already told you what time it is. You get what I'm saying? But they actually proved to you it was worth the fight. So you know, you met your match. You get what I'm saying?
So let's hope that person might be listening, man. They know the record about them.
They don't know that.
All right. So we're going to get it into that, man. Once again, we got him in the building. All right. We got Quez Boy in the building. Let's get it, y'all. Once again, Beach 2 Radio. We only play the hot joint. This is Put It Down.
Down on me, it's something I can't believe. Could I be dreaming? Oh, is this reality? Yeah, the way she put it down on me,
It's something I can't believe. Could I be dreaming? Or is this reality? The way she put it down on me, on me. The way she put it down. The way she put it down on me, on me. The way she put it down. Man, I can't be dreaming. Well, I could be dreaming, but I know I ain't snoring, cause that pussy ain't boring. The night in me, not in me, you made in me something to me. Freaky as she wanna be, did everything seductively. I love the way she suck on me. Hold up, wait, damn, let me bust before I take control, cause I'ma go ham. Make her hit all of her high notes. Tonight I'm the conductor. She listens real well, take notes while I instruct her. Damn, I think she want my heart, but man, I think she know better. Damn, I know why she want my heart, cause man, I made her bed wet up. The way she put it down on me, it's something I can't believe. Could I be dreaming? Or is this reality? Yeah, the way she put it down on me, it's something I can't believe. Could I be dreaming? Or is this reality? Yeah, the way she put it down on me, on me. The way she put it down. The way she put it down on me, on me. The way she put it down. Feels like I'm lost between worlds. Could this be reality? Could I be dreaming, or could this be insanity? On this nameless roller coaster, enjoying the ride. All I know is it's wet, so I'ma slip inside. Dreaming, could I be, could I be? I hope I ain't, cause I'm loving everything she do to me. Fiending, yep, yep, I am. Put it on me, treat me like a man.
The way she put it down on me, something I can't believe. Could I be dreaming? Or is this reality? Yeah, the way she put it down on me, it's something I can't believe. Could I be dreaming? Or is this reality? Yeah, the way she put it down on me, on me. The way she put it down. The way she put it down on me, on me. The way she put it down.
Another hot joint for Quest Boy in the building. Live, we all the way live from Atlanta. All right, we doing it live in Harlem. We doing it in Harlem from Atlanta. We playing awesome, dope joints right now. Now, bro, now I want to ask you something. If you could make like a super group, if you had the budget to pick all the producers that you want that's out there, any top producer, any top R&B singer, any top hip-hop artist, rap artist, who would be your dream team album? Who would you like to put all together on your joint?
Oh, man, that's deep. I don't know. Back in the day when I was young, I always said I wanted to do something with, like, Mary J. Blige. Producer-wise, I take anybody. You can even throw back a Dre if you go old school. New school, you can get me with Beethoven. I rock with Faro Jarl. He from Atlanta. Me and him real cool. Major wise, let me see if I can get two or three more names. I probably do Jermaine Dupri in Atlanta. Who else I do? Metro Boomin. And if I take it out of trap, I probably get a Jazzy Faye or something like that, just to start it off. Artists, I can name a few, at least a good 10.
Definitely sounding like a dope project. Definitely. Now, on, you know, on the other hand, like, where you see yourself 2 years from now? Like, where would you like to be?
Doing shows, man. Traveling. Turning up. Just making this, taking this music to the next level. You know, I see myself finally getting that recognition. So I say I want to be stamped in, and want to have a stamp on me enough to be listed as at least. I'm gonna go hard with it. I'm gonna say A, because we all shoot for the stars. But at least a high C level to a B. 2 years, and a lot can happen in 2 years. So shoot, I say a B. You know what I'm saying? If I get the right team behind me and we move this, you know, right areas, I feel like I can go.
Now, you got the joint Catch a Body, man. What was the inspiration behind that joint?
When someone just keep trying you and you're trying to save them, man, and you just like, you know what, man, this is how I feel. But I know I can't do it. I got something to live for.
Right.
So you just, but when you're feeling that emotion inside, like, I got to get them. But you're like, you know what? Because side, I'm expressing it through the music, but I'm just saying, shoot, you got to get them, go get them. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, you expressing yourself like that, but you're trying to lay low key unless the matter comes to where you really got to battle. You know what I'm saying? You ain't looking for trouble, but if it comes, you got to handle it.
All right, so we're going to get into that joint right there. This is Catch a Body. All right, Quez Boy in the building. We doing it live, Beast Crew Radio. Once again, you know we only play the hot joints. Let's get it.
Yeah, Quez Boy, Q Casanova, baby. Q Casanova, baby.
Cash plays.
You gon' make me catch a body, nigga.
Body,
get your family if you ever mention homie, nigga.
Homie,
keep
nigga.
Quiet, I'm not good with all that talking, nigga. Where I'm from, you don't fuck with Uncle Tommy, nigga. You gon' fuck around and get popped. Rooting for the wrong team, dead mascot. Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body. Fuck around, you gon' make me catch a homie. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body. Fuckin' running, Bobby Smurder, nigga. Acting like a bitch, well, Ike Turner, nigga. I don't really have time for you Cupid niggas. I'm just tryna get rich, Frank Lucas, nigga. Hey, bust a move, bust a move. OG always told me, man, you gotta stick and move. Don't leave a trace and get caught up on the news. A trip down the road, I have you singing like the blues. Hey, gotta watch out for the snakes. If he try, you gotta get him. It don't matter what's the stakes. When I'm dead or alive, I can put him in a grave. Put some money on his head, bet I make some shake. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body, nigga.
Body,
get your family if you ever mention homie, nigga.
Homie,
keep
nigga.
Quiet, I'm not good with all that talking, nigga.
Up.
Where I'm from, we don't fuck with Uncle Tommy, nigga.
Rah!
You gon' fuck around and get popped. Rooting for the wrong team, dead mascot.
Rah!
Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body. Fuck around, you gon' make me catch a homie. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body. Fuck around, you gon' make me catch a homie. Dressing all black, nigga. They say I'm looking like a monster. Hey, Cat Clay on the track, nigga. And you created a monster. Hey, they don't wanna see me do it. You don't want a problem. Suggest that you move it like camera action. But this is not a movie, movie. Stop getting fired, and you don't wanna make me do it. Hey, I guess I'm just a hardhead. You won't have dog ways when your dog fed. How the witness gon' talk when they all dead? Colors murder capital, streets all red. Hey. You gon' make me catch a body, nigga.
Body,
get your family if you ever mention homie, nigga.
Homie,
keep
nigga.
Quiet, I'm not good with all that talking, nigga.
Up.
Where I'm from, we don't fuck with Uncle Tommy, nigga.
Rah!
You gon' fuck around and get popped. Rooting for the wrong team, dead mascot. Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body.
Body.
Fuck around, you gon' make me catch a homie.
Body.
Hey, you gon' make me
oh my God, look who coming through. Oh, it's me and I'm coming for your whole crew. Ricky Bobby, cause I'm only making fast moves. Chris Brown rhymes make you niggas dance too.
I guess you had it coming, nigga. That's what happened when you acting like a woman, nigga. Ain't talking drumline when they get a drumming, nigga. You stand in front line, better get it running, nigga. Shots getting fired. Hey, pussy nigga, keep quiet. Hey, I'm about to start a riot. Hey, I'm about to start a riot.
You gon' make me catch a body, nigga. Get your family if you ever mention homie, nigga. Keep quiet, I'm not good with all that talking, nigga.
Fuck with Uncle Tommy, nigga.
You gon' fuck around and get popped. Rooting for the wrong team, dead mascot. Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hit him from his head to leg, I'm connecting dots. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body. Fuck around, you gon' make me catch a homie. Hey, you gon' make me catch a body. Fuck around, you gon' make me catch a homie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a hot joint right there, fam. Definitely a hot joint. Who produced that for you?
Cash Clay produced that track. That's more like a mixtape track. I was making a magazine. Shout out to them. They had a little competition, out called Producer Who Can Create the Hardest Song or something like that. And they that's where I got that track there from, by Cash Clay. So I need to do some work with him too.
Yeah, yeah, that joint right there, definitely fire. Now, like, do you have like a mixtape out or album out or something, or you have something coming out?
I'm working on putting something together now, and I was just pushing singles, just trying to, you know, work on and see what I can do marketing wise with certain songs. But you know, people been asking, they've been telling me, hey, put something out there. They want a real project. But I do have a previous project. I had a mixtape called Killing the Internet. That one I did. It's called Killing the Internet, and the ironic thing, I never put it up on the internet. I'm still mad at myself to this day, but it's probably a 2007 mixtape. Then I put out a single called Follow Me. Then I put out another little demo disc that had like 5 songs on it, but I never really put out an official project. So I said, you know what, it probably is time for me to go ahead and put out something. So I'm thinking about putting out a whole project instead of just releasing all these singles.
Who are some of the producers you've been working with?
Cat from South Carolina, my partner. Shout out to him, BB Slim. He from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. So he out there. He did a few tracks for me. Faro Jarrell from Atlanta. He did a lot of the tracks for me. So for the most part, with the tracks that I'm putting together now, that's how a lot of those go.
Now you got the joint Too Many, man. What was the inspiration behind that?
One of those days you just have one too many, man, and you just turn it up having fun.
That's the turn up record right there.
Yeah, you just turn it up, you just having fun. You just have one too many. You just trying to have a nice time.
So we pretty sure a lot of people out there know what that joint means. So we're gonna get into that. Once again, we got him in the building. Quez Boy in the building. We playing the joints. All right, once again, this is Too Many. This is number one of his singles. Let's get into it, y'all.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, Quez Boy, Q Casanova. Drink too many, fucking up the club, handy bottle half empty. Mama always said she know what to do with me. If I was a whip, I would probably be a Hemi, cause I'm charged up. One drink too many, fucking up the club, handy bottle half empty. Mama always said she know what to do with me. If I was a whip, I would probably be a Hemi, cause I'm charged up like a motherfucking Hemi. All I heard was skirt like I'm on a road frenzy. Low bad chick, wanna feel it in her kidney. But I had to let her go, cause all I heard was Jimmy.
Mama said you're full of, baby boy, you're too much. I know where you get it from, hanging around a school bus. Cause I'm on my boys, thought them niggas wasn't true enough. I bet you did the same shit, I guess that make a few of us. Drink just to ease the pain, fuck her cause the same thing. He asked where my heart at, washed away by the rain. I don't know a damn thing, so don't ask a damn thing. I let you talking about my cup, cause I need another drink. One drink too many, fucking up the club, Henny bottle half empty. Mama always says she know what to do with me. If I was a whip, I would probably be a Henny, cause I'm charged up. One drink too many, fucking up the club, Henny bottle half empty. Mama always says she know what to do with me. If I was a whip, I would probably be a Henny, cause I'm charged
back
up.
Back to back, fuck it, just give me the bottle. Turned up to the max, yeah, I'm going full throttle. She said she knows some tricks to make me harder than a fossil. My life is like a movie, don't compare it to a novel. Tearing up the club, footprint on the couches. She trying to have fun, pouring liquor like a fountain. Say she in the stones, well I'm rocky like the mountain. Just ran through a check, but fuck it, who's counting? Only live once, so I gotta go all in. Pray the Lord forgive me, but the truth is we all sin. Only live once, man, my mission is to win. Nights like this, I want again and again. Again and again. I want again and again. I want again and again. Nights like this, I want again and again. Yeah. One drink too many. Fucking up the club, Henny bottle half empty. Mama always said she know what to do with me. If I was a whip, I would probably be a Henny, cause I'm charged up. One drink too many. Fucking up the club, Henny bottle half empty. Mama always said she know what to do with me. If I was a whip, I would probably be a Henny, cause I'm charged up.
That's it.
Yeah. Another joint. Now, let me ask you, man, like a lot of artists out there, they got movies, they got clothing lines. You got anything that, you know, you want the world to know that you're working on?
To be honest, I want to do both. But I said I'm going to do clothing before the movies, but because I know I can get to that quicker. But I'm definitely down to do some movies. But I'm working on the clothes, and I haven't thought of a name yet, but I'm putting it together.
All right.
I got some partners on me in Atlanta actually shooting a show called Atlanta's Ugly. It's a web series. It's on YouTube. So they're trying to do something.
Say the name again?
Atlanta's Ugly.
Okay.
It's a web series.
They already got episodes out there.
Yeah, it's four seasons I think they got.
All right, I'm going to check it out now that you know, just because you said that. If it's a cat out there that's listening and was like, you know, might have heard a lot of times cats are listening to interviews in there. You know, right now we in the time of the internet, so when you hear artists you might like their song, you go look them up. The cats see that, you know, you've been doing your thing for a few years, quite a few years, man. Like, what advice could you give a new cat that would like to do they thing like you doing right now?
Really just stay focused on bumps in the road stop you. Build relationships. That's the main thing. Building relationships will definitely help you escalate and to levels you never thought possible. You know, relationships way bigger than money because money don't make you real. So, and if the money in there, the relationship is definitely going to help you. So just stay positive, stay focused, grind. If you believe in yourself and you're going 100%, you know, you're giving your all, go for it. If you're playing with it, you might as well stop because you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to be doing this forever.
So you got any shows or any videos coming out that, you know, you want to tell the people about?
I'm doing a video for Wide Open pretty soon. I had a few photographers well, videographers coming to me saying they want to do a video for it. You know, they heard it and things like that. So I'm just trying to see exactly, get my vision and see what I, how I want to do it. But Wide Open, that's the single I'm really pushing right now. So I'm working on the video for that. But some things coming together real soon, man. All I'm doing is pushing the singles right now, but I'm really about to just start going 100%.
Now, speaking of Wide Open, man, what was the inspiration behind that song?
Just fresh thoughts, man. Fresh thoughts, you know? You might have seen something, and you already know the rest. That's how you feeling tonight. So you had to let her know that's how you feel. That's how I'm feeling tonight, man. You know, sometimes you can tell them. Sometimes you got to – sometimes – handle, because you don't want them to be old Cosby or nothing like that, you man. They do you wrong out here. So sometimes you got to think before you act. Sometimes you act, and it worked.
Would you say, man, if you had an album right now, your album would be right now guided towards the ladies? It seems like a lot of your songs are guided towards the ladies.
Yeah, a lot of them are, because you know what? Ladies seem like they support music more, they go and get it more than guys and stuff like that. You can have the hardest CD, but it don't seem like guys go out and get the CD as much as ladies will, or go download it now that everything's digital, go download this, you know, whatever. So, screaming on their phone, whatever they decide to do. But yeah, I do a lot of songs for the ladies, but when I do the song for the fellas, it's a lot of turnout. You get what I'm saying? So I try to balance it, but I love it for the ladies because I know they're going to go get
it. So, man, is there anything that before we get into that song and let you go, man, anything you want the world to know about Quez Boy, man, that we might not have touched upon?
I'm out here grinding. I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like anybody else out here trying to on the grind, got a hustle, trying to make it. I just want everybody to know, keep that passion and stay motivated and go get it. Besides that, my Instagram is Quezboy, QUEZZBOI. On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is only spelled out, one spelled out, and Q. Spelled out Q-U-E, only one Q. But outside of that, man, I'm a go-getter, man. You know, I'm solid, standout guy. That's it, man. Play by the rules, but you got to watch out or you will get played. Long story short.
That's what's up. Well, family, man, thank you for coming through, man. You know what I mean? We appreciate you. If you ever get New York City, Harlem, definitely hit us up, man, so we could bring you on a TV show, you know, especially if you got the video about it. Definitely hit us up, man. But you definitely got our support, man. Stay in touch, man. And we got you over here. And we thank you again for coming through.
All right. Appreciate you, Big Stu, man. Keep turning up, man. Harlem, what's up? Let's get it.
All right. This is Wide Open, Quez Boy in the building. We're going to head out on this one right now, Beef Stew Radio. All right. So y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. All right. We'll have another great guest in the building. But make sure we're going to have all of the homie info. You know what I mean? We're going to have how you can get the single and all that stuff like that. So make sure you just stay tuned, man. Beef Stew Radio. We keep it going with the hot new artists. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I want y'all to vibe to this beat like I vibe when I first heard it. Yeah, you know. You've been going through some things, you've been acting different lately, hanging out with your friends, man said you acting shady, looking at him like he crazy, you just switching out the pages, now he sees something different, he don't know how to face it, you just trying to live your best life, he thought you played chess right, while he was playing game, you was trying to get your check right, just trying to get your check right, he better get his act right, I don't do fraud, buddy, but they get his ticks right. You been going through some things, he trying to change you, telling you everything you know, now you believe is true, girl you bad from every curve to every angle, you was just too much for him to handle. So won't you bust it wide open for a real hitter? Bust it wide open. Wide open.
open, won't you bust it wide open for real? Hit it open, bust it wide open. Girl, you bad and you know it. Girl, you bad and you know it. You don't even gotta show it. You don't even gotta show it. You just been over and throw it. Why your best friend pull it? Why your best friend pull it? You be throwing back shots. You be throwing back shots. Making that little booty pop. Make that big old booty pop. Then you turn it up a notch. Then you turn it up a notch. Beat it up then drop it like it's hot. Real one and I'm capping. You looking so good. I'm not just rapping. You got your toes out. You brought those flats in. So I know you about to get that ass clapping. You brought your girls out, yeah, they your best friend. They all going up, say they ain't going in. The night is still young, they want that feeling. Say they only wanna hit up for the weekend. You been going through some things, he trying to change you. Telling you everything you not, now you believe it's true. Girl, you bad from every curve to every angle. You was just too much for him to handle. So won't you bust it wide open for real, hit it open. Bust it wide open. Won't you bust it wide open for real, head open. Girl, you bad and you know it. Girl, you bad and you know it. You don't even gotta show it. You don't even gotta show it. You just been over and throw it. Why your best friend pull it? Why your best friend pull it? You be throwing back shots. You be throwing back shots. Making that little booty pop. Make that big old booty pop. Then you turn it up a notch. Then you turn it up a notch. Beat it up and drop it like it's hot. You a good girl, I can tell. But your man give you hell. You a cook and clean a house, even bail him out of jail. You was there when he needed you, but look how he treated you. Dogged you, abused you, and verbally mistreated you. Now that y'all apart, you always out with your friends. When he left you in a Honda, you pull up in a Benz. You was getting to the man's. He was thinking like a man. When you told him you were done, he must have thought you were playing. Girl, you bad and you know it. Girl, you bad and you know it. You don't even gotta show it. You don't even gotta show it. You just been away and throw it. Why your best friend pull it? Why your best friend pull it? You be throwing back shots. You be throwing back shots. Making that little booty pop. Make that big old booty pop. Then you turn it up a notch. Then you turn it up a notch. Beat it up and drop it like it's hot.